On the Big Sports Breakfast, here's Brett Ogle for Drummond Golf. They'll lift your game.
G'day, Bokes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I think we're going all right. Don't know what that ramble was just then.
Not as good as Jordan Spieth.
Nah.
Spieth, what about him?
What about his back strong? Nine?
Well, I think when he blew the Masters in April, everybody said, oh, my God, that's going to ruin him for quite a long time. Well, it took three
rubbish.
Yeah. Three tournaments only back in the winter.
Well, I think you said don't worry about him. I mean, he's never far away, is he?
Well, the thing is, when you're young, as we all know, that we get older, you haven't got any scar tissue yet from losing a lot of tournaments. He's only 21, 22, remember. So he hasn't got a lot of build-up mentally from losing a lot yet. So things like he's always going to bounce back quickly. And he finished it off beautifully on Sunday. I must say, he chipped in a couple of times on the back nine. It was all square with three to play. And he and Harris English, and he finished it off beautifully, birdied the final three holes. Fantastic win from him. And I'll tell you what, it really sets up good for the memorial this week, Jack Nicklaus's memorial in Ohio, because you've got Spieth, who has won his last event. You've got Jason Day, who heads in winning his last event, which was the Players 2 weeks ago. And you've got Rory McIlroy, who won the Irish Open 2 weeks ago. So you've got the top three players in the world having won their last event that they've played in, each teeing it up this week at the memorial. So it makes for really good viewing. And let's hope they all produce this week. It'll be fantastic.
That wouldn't happen very often. You got that sort of scenario.
No, but it is a good scenario, and that's why it's really hard to pick a winner this week in this tournament. Jeez. I mean, those three are going to be obviously short price favourites in the tournament, aren't they?
Jason Day, $7. Rory, $7.50. Jordan, $8. Well, of those three, I'm probably taking the $8.
Oh, that's funny. What about, have a look at, well, I tell you what, my pick last week was Matt Kuchar.
Yep.
Remember, now, he shot 73 in the opening round, made a triple on Friday on his final hole, and still finished six back of Spieth's. But Kuchar's won the Memorial before. What sort of odds is he?
$21, mate.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Stick with Kuchar.
Matt Kuchar.
Matsuyama.
He's fourth favourite, $17.
That's because he won here in 2014, and last year he finished fifth.
Right.
He's had three top eights in his last four starts. So Matsuyama might be a bit of a best bet this week if you wanted to steer clear. But look, $8. I'd be taking Jason Day personally.
Hold on. Now I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused.
Are you tipping Matt Kuchar or not?
Don't you think I'm confused?
Matt Kuchar, $21?
I'll rattle off Bubba as well in there.
No.
Bogues is always confused.
Give us it's either Matt Kuchar at $21 or Jason Day at $7.
Oh, I'm going to take Jason Day over Matt Kuchar all day, every day. But I wanted some value for people out there.
Yeah.
$8 is a bit. What did you say? Day's what?
$7.
Well, $7. Is that too short, do you think?
No, not if he wins.
Well, I'd take Jason Day. The way he's putting right now.
You sure about that?
You can't beat him.
You going to lock it in?
Yeah, I'd lock it in, Eddie.
Okay, there you go.
Lock it in, Eddie.
Lock it in, TK. Lock it in, Slap.
All right, mate, I want to talk about...
And
we'll go long shot Kuchar.
Yeah, long shot Kuchar.
Yeah, go on. All right, okay.
No, that's fair enough.
All right, do you want to go for 5 minutes on this?
No, I want to talk about Scott Henn, mate, because I was really hoping he'd hold things together in that fourth round, and he copped a really rough time from the galleries in the third round. He felt like putting one on a bloke's chin. But he bottled it in the fourth round.
Yeah, look, he started off poorly, hit it straight in the left-hand fairway trap at one, and bladed it into the lip, and it came back to his feet, and then he ended up making double, and he was 9 over for the day after 10 holes. He had a shocking start, but he fought back to shoot 78, but still biggest tournament in Europe, really, the British PGA Championship. It's huge. But look, you know what? He's 40. He's 43. He's been playing great. He's won twice in the European Tour the last 2 years. He'll bounce back. You give him a little bit of room off the tee on a golf course in Asia, mate, and just pencil him in for a win.
Yeah. Good on you, Bokes.
Good on you, boys. Well, have a great week.
I hope
we get Jason Day up this week. I just love watching Jason Day win every week, don't we? It's just incredible.
Yeah. No, he's certainly on fire. He's so consistent.
Yeah.
Brett Ogle there. Have a great golfing week, Brett.
Good on you, lad. See you later.
Well done.